COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You could find me on Instagram at @IAMCannabisSativa and then on Twitter at @ICSativaPod.
I'm sorry, but this is just so asinine. I'm going to get another free soda.
This is so flipping asinine. So flipping asinine. The status quo Boston Globe is at it again. This is the same paper that writes fluff pieces about Charlie Baker and props him up every single time that they have the flipping chance. They're just a status quo defending institution as far as I'm concerned. Dan puts out some pretty good articles many times, but this is not one of them, and we're going to go into why. So let's read this. Massachusetts has ultra strict marijuana packaging rules. So why wasn't my infused ice cream childproof? What the heck? You're asking the government to play mommy and daddy because your ice cream is not childproof. That sounds like a personal problem to me, my dude. Like, that's the, if like, for example, you go to the liquor store, they have Mike's Hard Lemonade, which comes in a bunch of different flipping colors. They have lime flavors, they have lemonade flavors, they have strawberry or cherry flavors, I think. Those are pretty bright colored and tempting to kids. And I'm sure when parents buy Mike's Hard Lemonade or a Smirnoff Ice or Calypso Colada from Schweppes or whatever, I don't know. Or Tropical Punch from I think, I'm trying to remember who makes that. But there's one company that makes this like Tropical Punch thing for adults. Those are brightly colored and those are twist off caps. Yet there isn't a giant campaign appealing to the people of Mike's Hard to put more child protections on their brightly colored drinks. This state legalized adult use in the worst way possible. You made it so the barriers of entry are extremely flipping high. You made it so the regulations are so onerous that you buy medical or adult use cannabis in this state, and you get bajillion pieces of plastic for each thing you get under the guise of safety and protecting the children. And they don't allow sales for adult use. So you in Massachusetts, in an adult use store, they couldn't do a buy one, get one off, or they couldn't do, oh, we're doing 30% off. They can't do that because to our Puritan cannabis hating politicians, that's people having a little bit too much fun. And I maintain that the political establishment, including papers like this, are there to reinforce the puritanical machine Democrat sort of status quo. That's all they are, institutions of reinforcing the status quo. Because why else would you write an art? Why else would you write an article saying, oh, well, Massachusetts has strict marijuana regulations, which is correct, but the way to fix that is to have more strict regulations. Like, you're contradicting yourself in the title by itself. Oh man, I'm worked up, and we haven't even read like one paragraph yet. All right, Cloud Creamery snafu exposes inconsistency in state regulations. Despite the calming effects of the substance, it's charged with regulating. The Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission doesn't exactly have a reputation as a relaxed agency. They don't. But then you're going to continue to reinforce them being an unrelaxed agency by calling to the carpet this non-issue of ice cream for adults over 21 not having childproof labels or childproof packaging or any crazy crap like that. In doing that, and making these complaints and saying, oh, well, the Mass Cannabis Control is an uptight regulatory body, which is true, but they need to highly regulate these ice creams. They're just going to be like, see, I told you, our restricting and limiting regime of making sure that there are not cannabis stores in every corner, making sure that the adults over 21 don't have too much flipping fun, making sure that we slow walk lounges and slow walk places for people to use, and making the barriers of entry so high that a lot of stores don't open up. The Mass Cannabis Control Board are a bunch of Puritans that never wanted this legal. They never wanted this legal, and they're regulating this in the worst ways possible. That's all they do. That's all they have done. Just ask any marijuana business that has navigated the gauntlet of strict application requirements, or a consumer who's broken a fingernail trying to free a low-dose edible from child-resistant packaging that could repel a starving grizzly bear. Even cannabis flower, which can't get you high unless smoked, vape, or cooked, must be sold in child-resistant containers. Of course, anyone capable of rolling a joint or baking some pot brownies is presumably equally capable of squeezing or pulling open a childproof flower container. But hey, state law, state law. Or is it? A few weeks back, I stopped into Chelsea Marijuana Store, Western Front, to grab a couple of containers of Cloud Creamery THC-infused ice cream, the first frozen product to hit dispensary shelves in Massachusetts. Having written about the company earlier this year, I figured I ought to actually try the stuff. When I returned home and unpacked my purchase from the stapled paper bag, however, I did a double take. The cups appear to have no child-resistant features, with the lids secured only by the same sort of brittle plastic ring that you might find on a pint of Ben & Jerry's. Had the commission suddenly gone soft serve? Again, this is a personal issue. This is This is something that should be between parents and children. Okay, I mean, I, growing up, was told to never touch my parents' adult stuff, and I didn't do those things. And again, this is a parenting issue. Like, I knew I'd probably get my hand chopped off if I touched my mom or dad's alcohol, or I touched their prescription pills that could be harmful. I knew that I couldn't do that. I knew I had no place in doing that, so I didn't. It's like you have all these Karens and all these Brads who want the state, who want the daddy government to do the parenting for them. This is utterly and completely ridiculous. Full stop. Nope. Turns out Western Front should have placed my ice cream cups in a thick, child-resistant Mylar pouch at the register, as marijuana retailers must do with all products that don't come from the manufacturer already in child-resistant container. Sandra Leitz, the store general manager, explained that a small mishap had resulted in Western Front selling numerous Cloud Creamery products without child-resistant bags for about a week after sales began in mid-June. This is so pedantic. Oh, they didn't do this one maneuver, so now they don't care about child safety. Oh my God, now this reinforces why the CCC is so heavy-handed. They're justified in being heavy-handed, don't you know? We have to prevent incidents like this from happening, don't you know? We have to protect the people against themselves. We have to make sure that they don't have too much flipping fun. That has been rectified, Leitz said, explaining that the shop now places Cloud Creamery half pints in a black pouch with a child-resistant zip seal. Other retailers that carry the company's ice cream said they are also using the required child-resistant exit packaging. That's good to hear, as Leitz and other managers whose shops carry the ice cream all agreed the product has been a smash hit with shoppers this summer. Realistically, though, will parents actually keep their infused ice cream in an inconveniently bulky Mylar bag when they place it into the kitchen freezer, or store it in a separate freezer in which the kids don't have access? Even Leitz has her doubts on that. The average marijuana-consuming adult doesn't have a secret freezer for these sorts of things, she conceded, adding her company was surprised that Cloud Creamery's products didn't come in child-proof containers from the start. So you're contradicting yourself during this entire article. So you just said in the very beginning, again, I mean, this is like saying not to believe my lying eyes. Let me highlight what this says. Let me highlight the first flipping paragraph where he says that the regulation is not, that the Mass Cannabis Control Commission is not a relaxed agency. And you literally said that in your opening sentence. And then now you're saying that they didn't sufficiently have enough childproof mechanisms, and they need and companies like this need to be more strictly regulated. Like, make that crap make some sense, because it's not making any sense right now. It's not making any sense right now from a person who ostensibly is on your side on cannabis or on cannabis and cannabis reform, cannabis access. For someone who's ostensibly pro cannabis, they're saying that we need more regulations, even though he said in the beginning of the article, in the beginning paragraph, that the mass cannabis control is notoriously uptight. Yet we need to double down on this uptightness because of this ice cream. Like, get the heck out of town, dude. Flipping ridiculous. This has been rectified, Leitz said, explaining that the shop now places Cloud Creamery half pints in a black pouch with a child-resistant zip seal. Other retailers that carry the company's ice cream said they're using the required child-resistant exit packaging. That's good to hear, as Leitz and other managers whose shops carry the ice cream all agreed the product has been a smash hit with shoppers this summer. Realistically, though, will parents actually keep their infused ice cream in an inconveniently bulky Mylar bag when they place it in the kitchen freezer, or store it in a separate freezer which the kids don't have access? Even Leitz has her doubts on that. The average marijuana-consuming adult doesn't have a secret freezer for those sorts of things, she conceded, adding her company was surprised Cloud Creamery products didn't come in a child-proof containers from the start. under state regulation, multiple dose edibles must come in resealable child resistant packages with permanent scores or grooves separating each 5 milligram dose of THC. Non-solid products such as ice cream and sodas can only be sold in a single serving containers. While some may grumble that 5 milligrams is too little THC to serve as a state standard dose, the commission's overall approach seems reasonable enough. No, it doesn't. Again, you're telling me not to believe my lying eyes. You just said in the first sentence that the Cannabis Control Board is known for being uptight. Yet you're saying that we need more regulation. Like, this is just a walking contradiction of an article. Again, I mean, Dan Adams follows me on Twitter, and he's followed me on Twitter since the beginning of this podcast. And again, he has an open invitation to come on my podcast and discuss this, because nothing in this article makes any flipping sense. And I normally think he has some good articles. I do. But this is just completely full of it. But again, let's continue. Under state regulations, multiple dose edibles must come in resealable child resistant packages with permanent scores or grooves separating each 5 milligram dose of THC. Non-solid products such as ice creams and sodas can only be sold in single serving containers. While some may grumble that 5 milligrams is too little THC to serve as the state standard dose, the commission's overall approach here seems reasonable enough. After all, on a hot day, is someone really going to sip 5% of a canned seltzer containing 100 milligrams of THC, or spoon out only a tiny bite of potent infused ice cream? The risk of an inexperienced consumer downing the whole thing, that's a personal problem. An inexperienced alcohol consumer can drink an entire handle of vodka and end their lives. But we just accept that's a risk in putting out alcohol for the general public to buy. Some people are going to abuse it. Some people are going to have their stomachs pumped out. Some people are going to die from alcohol. Some people are going to be drunks from alcohol and drunk drive and have to go to jail for harming others. Well, we accept that is a risk of having this legal vice, because we tried banning it in the past in the 20s, and that didn't work. It didn't work. But again, somebody having the whole thing, again, that's a risk. That's part of the territory. That's the cost of doing business, man. Anyone can abuse anything. Anybody can abuse too much drinking water. You can drink too much water and die in one sitting. But do we make water illegal? No. Do we put warning labels in water saying that drinking too much will kill you? No, we don't, because we assume that the average person has a certain amount of common flipping sense. Oh, man. The risk of an inexperienced consumer downing the whole thing and getting far higher than expected seems substantial in these scenarios, akin to beer that somehow barely tastes like alcohol, yet gets people uncomfortably slosh after one bottle. Yes, that's a personal problem. That's a personal problem. That's an adult not being an adult and taking responsibilities for what they do and what their choices are. That's a personal flipping problem, Dan. Plant Jam, the company behind Cloud Creamery's brand, initially proposed selling its ice cream in larger containers with resealable child-resistant lids. But it appears regulators were skeptical of its plan to include multiple servings in a single cup. The commission rejected the firm's request to delineate individual 5-milligram doses with lines on the side of the package or by providing a measuring scoop, forcing founder David, going to butcher this, Yusef Zadeya, to instead release his ice cream in the individually sized half-pipe cups that I bought in Chelsea. Yusef Zadeya declined to comment earlier this year. He complained publicly that the commission had taken an unreasonably long time to approve his application and said regulators refused to answer his questions about packaging the first of its kind in Massachusetts product beyond summarily denying his request for exemptions from the rules. That may be so, and perhaps the commission should have taken a more collaborative approach here, though it would be asking a lot to expect a agency handhold hundreds of different license applications or applicants as they work to design compliant products. you made the commission made these rules. It's up to them to clearly explain what those rules are. So people participating in this system, whether they're packagers, whether they're wholesalers, whether they're cannabis growers, whether they're edible producers, whatever the heck they do, it's that agency's responsibility to lay out the rules and answer questions for people trying to start a business in this industry so that they can be in compliance. So this, oh, they have to hold their hand. Again, like this guy is running in for, like, again, this is running interference for these politicians. I'm sorry. You're running interference for Baker, who never wanted this legal. You're running interference for A.G. Healy that hates the plant and hates the people that use the plant. You're running interference for all these conservative Democratic politicians in our machine Democrat-run state. You're running interference and saying what they're doing, this overcautious approach to cannabis that this state has flippin' took. You're saying that that they're justified in doing this because we have to prevent kids from having access to ice cream, to their parents' ice cream that they shouldn't even be touching to begin with. This all comes down to personal responsibility and parenting. Jesus Christ. Let's continue. But it still leaves me wondering why Cloud Creamery ditched the child-resistant packaging altogether when it switched from multi to single-serving cups, effectively passing the safety buck to retailers such as Western Front, which must now repackage frozen products at the register. It also leaves me wondering what happened to our famously uptight commission. Cannabis officials publicly flagged this very product as a possible risk to kids, yet seem content with the likelihood that a sweet, frozen, infused treat, largely indistinguishable by sight or taste from regular ice cream, will end up in the family freezer, removed from its awkward, inflexible, child-resistant bag. In a statement, a spokeswoman for the agency said it continues to prioritize public health and safety in the review of all license applications and the inspection of marijuana establishments, and pointed to its public awareness campaign around the need to store and consume cannabis responsibly. She also noted that the commission staff initially identified issues regarding the license applicant's compliance with packaging regulations and specifically raised public health and safety concerns, but approved the permit once Cloud Creamery resolved these issues. Now, it is important to be clear-eyed about the actual risk here. With just 5 milligrams of THC in the entire cup, even a child who scarfs down every bite of a Cloud Creamery product will be perfectly fine if slightly disoriented for a few hours. There's no need to reinstate pot prohibition, nor call emergency room doctors back from their summer vacations to handle a coming tidal wave of stone tots. It's also important to note that the state law, not to mention common sense, puts the onus firmly on parents to store their marijuana responsibly and ensure that their kids, even unaware adults, don't accidentally consume it. But common sense dictates that the degree of child resistance should scale according to the actual risk posed by a particular marijuana product. Unless the youths of Massachusetts spend the pandemic practicing their joint rolling skills, it is simply absurd that us adults must struggle to open finicky child-resistant pouches of flour, yet a sleepy four-year-old could effortlessly tear into a cup of Cloud Creamery ice cream. Even a simple push-and-turn lid like those found on pill bottles would have sufficed. Maybe the commission will eventually reconsider whether edible manufacturers should really be allowed to skimp on the child-resistant packagings and instead force retail workers to pick up slack one transaction at a time, a situation that inherently increased the risk of products being sold without child-resistant packaging. Until then, I won't be clutching my pearls too tightly. You clutched your pearls for this entire article, Dan. I'm sorry, that's what you did. I'm going to call a spade here. I'll just be out here with the bears, pawing uselessly at my adult-resistant bag of legal weed. Anyone know a guy who can open these things? Oh my goodness. This is the worst article he has written. And, I'm not going to read all the articles. I'm not going to read all the comments, but all these comments are roasting him in this. So, again, I mean, the people are seeing the BS that some of these pundits are putting out. They're seeing it. The people are not dumb. But again, this is the worst article he's written. And again, like I said earlier, he has an open invitation to come on my podcast. He follows me on Twitter, so I'm sure maybe he listens to my episodes now and again. But again, he has an open invitation to be on my podcast. Again, my email is imcannabissativa@gmail.com. So Dan, if you're listening to this, let's talk this out, because this is ridiculous. This was a ridiculous article, and you shouldn't have even published it, period, point blank. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram @_IamCannabisSativa, and on Twitter @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.